Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the last chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches says, Mivin mehekdesh kisva se'ira. One can take money that was put aside to purchase a sheep for a sacrifice and use it to buy a goat instead. Mehekdesh se'ira kisva, and one can take money that was put aside to purchase a goat and use it to buy a sheep instead. Mehekdesh kisva usi'ira, one can take money that was put aside to purchase a sheep or a goat. Sarin ubine yona, and use it to buy pigeons or doves. Mehekdesh sarin ubine yona, one can take money that was put aside to purchase pigeons or doves. Asiras ha'efa, and use it to buy flour for an offering. Ketzad, what's the case? Hifrish lekisba ulasi'ira, if he put aside money to buy a sheep or a goat, ha'ani, and he became poorer, yavi of, then he can bring birds for his sacrifice. Ha'ani, if he became poorer still, yavi asiras ha'efa, then he can bring flour for his offering. Hifrish lasiras ha'efa, if he put aside the money to buy flour, he'ashir, and he became wealthier, yavi of, then he can bring birds as his sacrifice. Hey Ashir, and if he became wealthier still, Yavi Kisva Usi'ira, then he can bring a sheep or a goat for his sacrifice. Hifrish Kisva Usi'ira. Now let's say he actually put aside the sheep or the goat, not the money to buy it, but he put aside the actual animal, Vinistavu, and they developed a blemish, a mum. Imratza Yavi Bidimehem Of. If he wishes, he can use their money to purchase birds for his sacrifice. Hifrish ofin is ta'ev, if he put aside a bird for a sacrifice and it developed a blemish, lo yavi bidamav asir sa'efa, he may not use the money to purchase flour for an offering, she'en lo'of pidyon, because a bird sacrifice cannot be redeemed. Let's take a look in the Bart Neuro. Mivin mehekdesh kisva se'ira, he can use the money put aside to buy a sheep and use it to buy a goat. Im hifrish ma'os likach kisva lachataso, if he put aside money to buy a sheep for his sin offering, yochel likach behen se'ira im yirtza, he can use that money to buy a goat if he prefers. Skipping a bit, ha'ani, if he became poorer, yavi behen ov, he can use the money to buy a bird. V'hashar chulin, and whatever money is left over is secular. He can use it for any purpose. D'chsiv v'karben olav yored, because the Torah tells us about the variable sacrifice, gabe kisva v'usa'ira, regarding the sheep or the goat. Mechataso asher chata, so from his sin that he sinned. D'mashma mimiktsas hadavar shehifrish l'chataso, so from his chatas indicates that a portion of it that he put aside. She'im ha'ani, that if he became poor, yavi of mimiktsas damav halalu. So if he lost money and can no longer afford that more expensive sacrifice, he can buy the next tier down with a portion of those funds that he put aside. V'gabe of nami ksiv mechataso. And regarding the bird sacrifice also it says, from his sin offering. D'mashma d'im ha'ani yoter, we see from this that if he became poorer still, Mevi mimiktsas d'mei ha'of asiras ha'efa. So he can use portions of that money that he put aside for birds to get the flower offering. V'gabi asiras ha'efa ksiv, and regarding the flower offering, it says, al chataso, on his sin offering, in addition to his sin offering. D'mashma im he'ashir yosif al hadabim halalu. V'yavi of. So we see that if he became wealthier, he can add to the money that he put aside and use it to buy a bird. O im ha'ashi yoter, yavi kisva usi'ira. Or if he became wealthier still, he can add money to it in order to get a sheep or a goat. So all of this is derived from the psukim in the Torah. Im ratza yavi bedamim of, if he wants, if he put aside the sheep or the goat and it developed a blemish, if he wants, he can take the money to buy birds. Kagon im ha'ani. That's in a case where he became poorer, of course, because he can't bring the next tier down if he can afford the top tier. She'en lo'of pidyon, but he cannot sell the bird and use the money to buy flour, because a bird offering cannot be redeemed. D'bepsulei mukdashin ksiv, because when it comes to disqualified sacrifices, the Torah tells us, v'hemid es habehema lefnei ha'kohen, he places the animal in front of the kohen. V'haya efsha she'yamar v'hemid osa, and the Torah could have just said he places it. Ma Talmud lomar ha-behema, from the fact that the Torah specifies the animal, lomar lecha behema niftis ve'ein ofos, v'lo eitzim, v'lo levona, v'lo klisharis nifadim. So from the fact that it specifies an animal, we see that's the only thing that can be redeemed. Not birds, not wood, not frankincense, not the utensils, only animals. Finally, Mishnah Tes, the last Mishnah in our Masechta. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kivasim kodmin le'izim b'chol makom. We see in the Torah that sheep come before goats all over the place. Yachob mipnei shehen muvcharin mehen. So one might think that it's preferable to bring a sheep for an offering rather than a goat. Talmud Lomar, so the Torah tells us in one place, v'im keves yavi karbono lachatas. If he brings a sheep for his sacrifice. The pasuk before says that he brings a goat, and then it says, or alternatively, he brings a sheep. Malameid sheshnehem shkulim. So we see that both of them are in fact equal. Torin kodmin livnei yona b'kol makom. Pigeons come before doves all over the place. Yachob mipnei shehen muvcharin mehen. So we might think that they're preferable to bring as a sacrifice. Talmud Lomar. So in one place it tells us, uben yona osur lachatas. So in one place it flips it around and it tells us doves are pigeons for a sin offering. Malameid sheshnehem shkulin. So we see that both of them are in fact equal. Ha'av kodem la'em b'kol makom. We see the father is mentioned before the mother all over the Torah. Yacho shekavod av odef al kavod ha'em. So one might think that honoring one's father is more important than honoring one's mother. Talmud Lomar, so the Torah tells us in one place, ishi mov aviv tira'u, that a man must defer to his mother and his father, placing the mother first. Malameid sheshnehem shkulim. So we see that the honor due to parents is equal across the both of them. Aval amru chachamim, but the sages say, ha'av kodem la'em, that honoring one's father takes precedence over one's mother, b'chol makom, in every matter, mipnei shehu ve'imo chayavin b'kavod aviv, because both the person and his mother have an obligation to honor the father. V'chein b'talmud Torah, and similarly when it comes to learning Torah, im zacha ha'ben lefnei ha'rav, if the son has a rebbe, kodem es ha'av b'chol makom, then the Rebbe takes precedence before the father in every matter, mipnei shehu v'aviv chayavin b'kavod rabo, because both he and his father have an obligation to honor the Rebbe. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Kivasim kodmin le'izim, we see that sheep come before goats. B'chol duchta hikdim hakasuv kivasim le'izim. So we see all over the place the Torah places sheep before goats. Dichsiv, and an example of this is, min hakvasim min ha'izim tikachu. So you should take from the sheep and the goats. And that's in the 15th chapter of Bamidbar, apparently. And then it gives another example. And says, yachol ha'omer ole ola v'yeshlo keves v'ez yavi keves davka. So I might think that one who's bringing a burnt offering and he has both sheep and goats should specifically bring a sheep, that that would be the appropriate thing to do. Talmud Lomar of im keves yavi karbono. So we see that where the Torah says, if he brings his sacrifice from a sheep, ula elmine, and before that, ksiv v'havi es karbono se'iras izim. It says before that that he brings a goat. Kan hiktim eiz lekeves. So in this particular instance, it places the goat before the sheep. L'lamed sheshnehem shkulim. To teach us that both of them are equal. Ve'eza mehen sheyirtza yavin. He can bring whichever one he likes. Taren kodmin libnei yona. Pigeons come before doves. Deberov makomos kasiv beresha sorin. V'hadar b'nei yona. In most places, it first says pigeons and afterwards it says doves. Im zacha haben lifnei harav. If the son has a rebbe. Sherov chachmaso lamad mimenu. From whom he learned most of his Torah. Kodem es ha'av, then he takes priority before the father, b'chol makom, in any matter, kugon l'hashiv aveda, liftos mibes ha'shevi, so, for example, to return a lost object, or to redeem from captivity, etc. Ve'im ha'av tamin chacham, but if the father is also a Torah scholar, af al pi she'eno shakol k'neged rabo, even though he may not be as great a scholar as his son's Rebbe, then aviv kodem l'rabo, then his father takes priority before the Rebbe, v'afilo rabo muvchach, even before the Rebbe from whom he learned absolutely everything. All right, that is the end of the Mishnah, and the end of the Perek, and the end of the Masechta. Thank you for joining us, and come back tomorrow when Mishnah Yomos will be beginning Maseches Me'ilah.